Welcome, anchor listeners and podcast listeners. This is James Weatherly from the JTW Pilot Channel, bringing you part three of our adventure into the Arctic. Hey, if you're not following me on Twitter, go to Twitter right now, type in at JTW Pilot, and you'll get continuous updates on our adventure. And if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go to YouTube, type in either James Weatherly or JTW Pilot Channel. That'll take you to it. Hit the subscribe, ring the bell, and you'll get alerts on all our upcoming videos. Well, hey, I'm assuming you've listened either on Anchor FM or by some podcast to parts one and parts two. So here in part three, we're leaving Winnipeg and heading to Churchill, our final destination. Well, the first thing is the weather's horrible up there. It's 300 overcast, and you don't even know how current the weather is. So we basically have a ton of fuel on board. It's only like, I forgot, an hour and a half out, a couple hour flight, not too far up there. So we launch up and we're climbing out. The first thing we notice on the map I'd already researched is basically nothing. I mean nothing. There are no roads, not much of anything. Our alternate is Thompson, which is about 30, 45 minutes flying backwards when we get to Churchill. But as we fly and shoot some pictures, it's just lakes, wide open, beautiful area. It is spectacular. But if you thought about what would happen when you go down, if for some reason you had to make a forced landing, it would be pretty scary. So we've taken all our precautions and we're paying a lot of attention to where we are, because there's not even full radar coverage up there, because unless you're at a very high altitude, the controller cannot even get you on radar. So we climb out and we start heading inbound. And then the first thing that comes to our mind, because we are going to be making an instrument approach, what happens if we don't see the runway and we have to go missed approach? So that's easy. We've got a good bit of fuel. We study the approach plate. And the primary navigation up through this area is NDB. There are not even very many VORs. But the airport has an ILS approach with a missed approach, the NDB. So we discussed that. And I said, look, Scott, my other pilot, I'm in the left seat. I said, if we don't see it, we'll go around, go in a hole, and we'll try a second approach. But if we miss the second time, we're not landing at Thompson. We're flying straight back to Winnipeg, no questions asked. I don't care if the guy says the weather's cleared up, it's clear in a million. And that's kind of the way you approach those things. You got to make a plan before the top of descent. And then as we get closer, we're talking to Winnipeg and Edmonton Center. And so we're, you know, asking, okay, when will we lose radar contact? Oh, in this area, something between 12 and 18,000, you'll be completely non-radar going there. And I said, well, what about canceling IFR? How do we do that? Because we didn't know really whether it's going to be a telephone number or what. It's an uncontrolled airport, huge abandoned Air Force base. So I said, no, there's a flight service station you'll be able to talk to and cancel. So we get lined up. He says, radar contact lost, switch over to Churchill radio. So we call them, tell them we're inbound and we're cleared for the approach, which sometimes is a delay because without radar, it's one airplane in or one airplane out at a time until they get you on radar or a known field. So we do the approach, hey, and boom, a little before, somewhere between 1,000 and 300 feet, you know, it starts clearing up. We see the ground, we see the airport, and we land. And I could tell it's a really long runway. Somebody said it's like the number 7 alternate for the space shuttle. But we roll up. And then the strange thing, when we roll the in where the ramp is, it's a huge big X Air Force base. There's no airplanes. It happened to be one little RJ taxiing out, but there's nobody there. I mean, when I say nobody, and I asked Scott, I said, well, there's no chocks. He said, we got a set of chocks on board. There's nobody to greet you, nobody to talk to. So we park, and then we're asked, how would we even get in the little terminal? And the guy at the radio station said, hey, I gather you're new to Churchill. Yes, sir. He said, here's the code, blank, blank, blank. That'll get you in the terminal. So that was our adventure in to the Churchill Airport. Hey, thanks for listening. This is James Weatherly for the JTW Pilot Network.